It was stunning. An error in transition between data reporting systems led to a massive undercounting of coronavirus-related deaths in Santa Barbara County.
We're being fully transparent about this issue. There is no way to sugarcoat this news.
Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart.
Unfortunately, we have a serious data problem. For the past month, the Public Health Department has underreported COVID-19 deaths in Santa Barbara County. This problem was first identified as a potential issue Wednesday. The cause of the missing information was identified and has now been resolved.
Up until Friday, Santa Barbara County had been reporting 32 coronavirus-related deaths in the county since the start of the pandemic. After the data issue was discovered, 28 additional deaths were disclosed, bringing the county's total to 60. The error surfaced last week as some information was being double-checked.
I learned that there were more reported deaths from COVID-19 than previously reported during the time period of June 22nd to July 27th.
Santa Barbara County Public Health Director Von DiRenoso says during the period in question, some death certificates weren't properly counted.
We switch from a manual data processing for our contact tracing, and we embrace the state CalConnect. Also at that time, we had our surge in number of cases, so it was a good thing that we jumped to the state CalConnect platform. Because of the transition from one system to another, we lost count of the certificates that were coming through. So in our check and balance system, we discovered the issue.
75% of the just reported 28 deaths were mostly people over 70 with underlying health conditions. 78% of those who died were Hispanic and lived in the northern part of the county.
16 cases from, that's 57%, from the city of Santa Maria. And next, large percent, in three cases, we have city of Santa Barbara and unincorporated area of Mission Canyon. The remainder are spread throughout the region.
And 10 of the additional deaths were agricultural workers. Data problem issues on coronavirus numbers aren't unique. Los Angeles County also had major issues during the transition between reporting systems. Santa Barbara County has already moved to correct the issue.
To rectify this, we have established improved processes to ensure accurate COVID-19 death counts. Moving forward, instead of relying on CalReady or CalConnect databases, we will be reporting deaths directly from death certificates as they become available. We anticipate that death reporting will likely be delayed for a few days due to processing time, and in situations where death is a coroner's case, we may not have confirmation for several months.
Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart says they're increasing funding and staffing for the health department's data reporting efforts.
The county is committed to ensuring we are providing accurate, transparent, and timely information about the coronavirus in our community. We don't have all the answers today because we wanted to share this information as soon as possible, and we are committed to getting answers to any and all questions. We are looking at all aspects of our data collection and reporting systems to ensure their accuracy.
Hart says the increased number adds more emphasis to the fact that not only is coronavirus dangerous, it's continuing to make people sick and taking lives right here in our neighborhoods.
This new information underscores the severity of COVID-19. There's a strong link between the increasing number of cases, increasing hospitalizations, and increasing deaths. This disease is very dangerous.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.